Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Hey friends, today we're talking to Chris Granger. Chris Granger is the founder of TheLineWithin.us, and he's got a passion for serving others. He's building a community that provides Christian men encouragement to become the leaders that God intended them to be. Chris is able to connect with others by sharing personal stories of professional success and by sharing the hurdles that are encountered and how every single circumstance is an opportunity to build the kingdom. He helps men to stand firm in the faith by strengthening areas of health, meaning your mind and your body, strengthening areas of wealth, such as careers and finance, and strengthening yourself as a father, a husband, a brother in Christ. At home, Chris is married to his wonderful wife, Rebecca, and he's got three awesome daughters. We've got Chloe, we've got Ava, and we've got Lily, ranging from 11 years old all the way down to 10 months. And he's got a son on the way. So learn from Chris as he talks about life from not just the work perspective, but also the financial and the family perspective. Chris enjoys working out, he enjoys Harleys, serving at the church, and coaching youth sports, and really anything that involves getting outside. So now that you know who Chris is, let's get started with the interview because I'm so excited for you to listen in. Chris, it is so good to have you here. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, praise the Lord you're here. But for today, I know that we're going to chat about this big transition that you're making. And so I'm going to let you start with, you know, sort of an introduction of where you are at this point and where you are going.
Well, thank you so much. Well, yes. So right now I'm at my current job that I've been working at since college, actually. So it's the only job I've ever had really outside of, you know, high school jobs, things like that. So I co-op with this company. It's called Electrical Equipment Company, ECO for short. Okay. So I did a co-op for them while I was at Old Dominion pursuing a electrical engineering degree. Mm-hmm. And really just enjoyed the people of the distribution industry, particularly at ECO. And so I went into my senior year had a job offer in February, graduated in May, and started in June. So it was like 2 weeks off, and then been at ECO ever since, and multiple jobs, all sorts of different opportunities within the company. And that led me to, two and a half years ago now, because, man, I can't believe we're almost done with 2022. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. So yeah, at the end of 2019, I had this crazy idea to start a podcast for ECO. So I called a couple executives together. I requested a meeting, and they said yes. So I sat down with them and I pitched it, and they looked at me like I had three heads, and they were like, "Can you do this?" I'm like, "I don't know, but I would sure like to try." So they said, "All right, what do you need?" So I had, engineer, I had the things lined out on what I needed so far as equipment. So I had that laid out. I had laid out about 20 or 30 topics that were specific to our industry. And I told them how I wanted to do it. And they said, "All right, go." So they said, "Go," in like December, January. The equipment came in. I recorded one episode in February in our lab because I thought about doing the show in our lab. And then we all know what happened in March of 2020.
Yes.
So I was like, "Oh, well, I know what I'll do." So I just brought it all home. I brought it all to my house. I built a home studio, and we never skipped a beat. And now that show is 200 plus episodes out. We're downloaded all over the world. It's given us an identity in the market of influence, because it's all about serving. We're not trying to sell anything. It's just about trying to help educate the people that we're trying to sell to with what's the latest in the market, you know, what's coming, what are the ideas. And then we also focus on the people. So we have these hero episodes. So it's been received very well, and it's been a really cool door opener. It's been funny to see our CEO. He'll want to talk about certain topics, and he'll come to me, and I'm like, "Yeah, go to episode da 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 da." And I covered that. He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah."
That is awesome.
So yeah, it's been pretty neat to for that transition. So it's more of a transition from engineering, heavy engineering work, to more marketing, to be honest. But the cool part is it blends both worlds, because we're talking technical content a lot of the time. So it's been pretty fun to learn that. And then God, in the end of 2021, said, all right, I've taught you the skill, now I want you to use it for me. So I was like, wow. All right, Lord. So we prayed about it, and I sat down with my wife, and I told her, I said, what we were thinking and what I felt like God was leading. And she's like, so God wants you to do a podcast and to start a mission to serve Christian men. I'm like, yeah. I said, I think it's around leadership. That's really pretty much what he's telling me. She's like, well, why? I'm like, well, I've literally been in a leadership role since I was 14. Wow. Like, I managed an arcade at 14 years old. Like, what 14 year old does that, right? I mean, there was no adults. It was just me. So, I've had a lot, just always been in leadership. So she's like, well, that's kind of funny. I'm like, why? She's like, well, we have, three daughters and me. There's no masculinity in our house other than me. She's like, and now you're called to lead, Christian men. So I'm like, yep, God's got a sense of humor, babe. So we put a business plan together, and I got a partner that he's my brother from another mother, and we went to work and started batching some content and launched it in January, and now we're 100 plus episodes out. I've talked to people I could only dream to talk to, and we started this community that's really just trying to serve Christian men, to just let them see that, you know what, you can be a leader. God wants you to be, but you got to put in the work. And that's really where we're at, just trying to be that support vehicle for these guys that are called to great things, but many of them just don't feel equipped.
Oh, that is so good. So many good pieces. I'm going to kind of give you a heads up on like what I'm going to ask.
Okay.
There's so many good directions here. You know, one of the pieces that we can, we'll start with this, the fact that, and I went through a similar process as I was in my prior job, where you kind of have this inkling of like, this skill set is preparing me for something else. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, God used something that a lot of times we think that we're only being prepared when we're at church or at community group. You know what I mean? Like in those real ministry looking settings. Mm-hmm. But God is using your engineering background, your technical aspect, the structure piece, and the new skill set, that marketing and podcasting skill set, using it for ministry now. Tell us a little bit about like how you feel like your past has prepared you, how God has been preparing you for this new role.
It's been a journey. So, I mean, I think when I look back and I talk about this with people, you know, I've gone through health challenges. So I 12 years ago, when my oldest daughter was born, I was 330 pounds. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm sitting around 200, probably the best shape of my life. Run regularly, work out. So, thank you so much. I mean, but back then it was a struggle. So I had those challenges. I've been through a divorce, and had, to sit inside of a courtroom, mm-hmm. fighting for my daughters, and prayerfully he was there the whole time. And the judge made his decision. So my girls are with me, 80% of the time. I mean, I was quickly faced with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old that looked at me and basically said, Daddy, what now? Cause mom wasn't there. And, so I took a daddy hair class. I did all the things like that, you know, you needed to do to make sure these girls had what they needed. So that shaped me. And then, you know, meeting my wife and now, just that process of truly courting the right way, you know, God's way. And, mm-hmm. you know, Becca knows, I talk about this openly with people on podcasts. We courted the biblical way, and we consummated our marriage on the night of a wedding. And we did all that very openly. We showed these values to our daughters while we were doing it, because I wanted my girls to see, hey, you know, the world can say you should go live with people and all this stuff, but your dad wants to do it a different way. And I'm going to do it this way. And then, so that shape, that was a shape. And then, you know, I've been through child loss. We had a stillborn daughter at her due date in 2020. So I've been in the quiet delivery room and know the hurt that, you know, there's no pain like kid pain, you know, that feeling. So I've been able to come through that. And a lot of times when people go through trials like that, they just can run completely from God, and they just, mm-hmm. they get mad, they get bitter. And in those, every one of those moments, from weight loss to divorce to, you know, losing a child, somehow I've always ran to him. And that's been the biggest difference, just running to him in those trials. And then I've been able to take those lessons that I've learned and serve others with them, and just try to help people wherever they're at, with whatever they're struggling with, maybe even financial stuff. You know, I've gone through the financial hurdles and come out. Now we're debt free, and we know what that looks like. And we're trying to help people see that there's just different paths, but every one of them, I'm holding my Bible right now. Every one of them, if you just align your life to what Scripture says,
yes,
and do it that way, God's way is so much better. We just got to get out of the way and let him do his thing. But then we also have to be in his word and know what his way is.
Yes. You can't go a direction that you don't have a map to, right?
Right. Right.
Wow. And this is great. I mean, you know, there's this opportunity with the question that I asked you to talk about, like, well, here's how engineering has prepared me, and here's how these skill sets have prepared me, right? Like, but I think the beauty of it is the fact that God does not fit in a box.
Mm-mm.
And he's less concerned. The skills will come. And I think any manager can speak to this, right? That
mm-hmm.
you can't hire for character. You can't train character. The skills right. will come. You can train someone for skills. And I think that's why God is like the ultimate manager, where yeah. he's like, okay, I'm going to take every facet of your life, the most difficult pieces, the negative things that happen, and it will not be in vain.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Amen. And
at some point, you have to figure out, all right, you know, are you going to obey? Or you just going to constantly, you know, go against him, and you can do that. I mean, you can go your path and do it your way, and you know, feel like you're crushing it, and God can have this huge blessing over here that you have just you missed because you're not listening. And for me, it's always been when people talk about the lion. Now we must be so happy, and you guys are doing great, and you got these guests, and mm-hmm. I'm like, look, it's all God. There is nothing about Chris in this other than I am doing whatever he told me to do. My favorite pastor, and I was able to actually interview him, Pastor Joby Martin. Mm-hmm. And he told me he's out of Florida, the biggest growing church in the country. Wow. Tim Tebow goes there. I mean, Joby's just like a rock star, right? And he told me, he's like, I was like, Joby, just give me something, bro. Just give me some advice, you know, as a man trying to raise my family and live according to what the Bible says. He's like, it's very simple, bro. Do whatever he tells you to do. And that just struck me. I was like, mm-hmm. wow, I got it. So, you know, to be able to know what he's telling me though, I got to be connected and I mean, diligent about reading the word and praying with my wife and, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that we talk about. But so many people think they can get that spirituality bucket filled up on 1 hour on a Sunday.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, bro, no, that's like your little supplement. That is nothing, you know, like it's Monday through Saturdays where it's at. Sunday is actually your day of rest and to go, yeah, go worship, be with your church body, things like that. But like, yeah. you know, spiritual growth, that is on you. You know, that is not a pastor's job. And when I tell people that, it takes them by surprise, and they're like, and I also tell them, it ain't the pastor's job to raise your kids. Like,
that is, you know, so true.
I'm like, you expect to have like these little humans, and just all, they're just going to just learn values just out of the thin air. No, this is a daily thing. This is a constant strive to teach them and show them. And it's not just talking. Because they can care less about what you say. It's mm-hmm. all about your actions. Because, I mean, I tell people all the time, it's more caught than taught. So they're watching you, particularly the guys that are listening. you got it. They are watching you, buddy. And, you know, it's one thing to sit there and preach out a word. Maybe you read them a Bible verse and then you go turn on whatever you shouldn't turn on. Or maybe, you know, your speech doesn't align. Maybe there's some profanity, things like that. Whatever it is, like, we all have our sins, and I do too. Don't want to make this out like I got this all figured out. But it's like, no, the church's job is to be there to support you, to help come alongside and to be that supplement. But you are supposed to be the spiritual leader, period. And until you take that responsibility, you know, you're going to completely miss the opportunity to make the impact on that next generation. And I think we all want that, but it doesn't happen by mistake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't happen by mistake. And it's, you know, especially in those difficult moments, right? So like for everyone who's listening, who, whether they're looking to make a change in career or not, it's that it all hinges on the same thing. It all hinges on hearing the voice of God and on doing what he says. And so in these difficult moments, moments like, you know, when you're let go from a position or where something really tragic happens, like the stillbirth that you had to experience, when these things happen, it might seem like God has left the room. And so from your perspective, like right now I'm doing this study on Elijah, and it talks about how Elijah didn't just go and become this powerful prophet who's, you know, called down rain and fire and all these things. Like, Elijah had all these life experiences where progressively he had to learn this faith until eventually his faith caught fire. There's all these like stretchings, right? So like, tell us a little bit about how one, in your experience, grows their character and their faith to the point where they can do these big things that are becoming more public.
I think it all starts with just remembering, look, big things have those small beginnings, and we need to wherever you're at. Cause I mean, I didn't feel qualified. I mean, I had the most anxiety I've ever had in my life when I started Align Within Us, because I'm not a pastor. I didn't go to seminary, right? I don't have the backgrounds. I've never preached sermons, but I want to start a ministry to serve Christian men in leadership. Like, what, you know, does Satan to start telling you all these lies about, you know, you're not qualified, you're just faking it, you know, people will find you out, that don't, imposter syndrome, right? I mean, and I think so many people, you know, they feel like they have to be a certain level before they can help someone. Like, like I got to get to, like, if I can just get to level, you know, C, then I can help somebody. But what I try, and I have to tell myself this, but I remind people a lot, look, you only have to be one step ahead to help somebody. You don't have to be miles down the road. You could literally be just one step ahead and reach, turn around and pull somebody and help them and get to where you are. And we just need to remember that. And wherever we are, we're qualified. We just, you know, am I as qualified as Pastor Joby Martin to teach Bible study? No. I mean, he's going through Greek. He's going through Hebrew. Like, he's been a pastor for 20 something years. Like, obviously he knows more about the Bible than me, but I'm okay with that. And I can learn from him. And then little things that I learn from him, I can apply. And that's what I try to tell guys all the time. Look, let's figure out how to simplify and apply God's word. You know, don't just read it to read it. So I think for your listeners who are questioning where they're at with their faith, one thing, maybe this is a tip, but don't read it like with binoculars. And I tell people this, I say, look, a lot of times when we read a story or we read God's word, we're doing it with binoculars. Like, we're just looking across the horizon and we're seeing what's happening for what's happening. And I tell them, I said, put the binoculars down and instead pick up a mirror. And when you read God's word, see what he's trying to tell you in that story. So to your point of Elijah, what is he trying to tell you about Elijah? How can you apply what Elijah learned and what he went through to your life? And when you start having that mirror reflection type of thinking, just when you go through, when you're reading God's word, it really changes. The Holy Spirit's going to do things that is going to reveal things to you. I pray, God, show me. I'm getting ready to dive into the word here. Show me with your eyes, not mine. Like, like blind Chris for a while and let the Holy Spirit eyes just show me what I need to understand so that I can learn, discern, and apply this to wherever I'm at and whatever I'm doing. So I don't know if that helps or answers your question, but that's what came to mind.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And as you're speaking, one of the things that that came to my mind that's so true and so many of us forget is whether it's in our careers, in our businesses, in our lives, it's you seem to have this like sense of humility. Like I'm not a Bible teacher. I'm not, you know, but I've been asked to do this by God. It's like this combination. And I talked actually with my friend Mitchell that you're about to talk to today. We talked about this like concept of like humble confidence. And it's like a confidence in Christ that allows you to be humble in yourself. And it's just wisdom pouring out as you're speaking. So thank you for that. That was really interesting. And so moving on like into that same, it's just so good. So we know that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We know, you know, in Ephesians, I think it's chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, we've got our calling, which is the same for everyone, right? To be saved by grace and to, you know, live a life in obedience to Christ. But then we've got the calling that's subordinate to that, which is this unique calling, these good works that he has created us specifically for. And so I believe in all times, not just this time, but in all times, the Holy Spirit is moving people to go beyond what you said, beyond the Sundays, right? And to go into the Monday through Friday. And where do you spend most of your time Monday through Friday? You spend it working, whether in a business or at the office or at home if you're a homemaker. And so in that kind of calling where God is moving us, and I'm going to focus a little bit more on the marketplace, the business, and the work. Can you share a little bit for those people? Like, I remember there was a point where I was like, okay, yeah, pray and get in your word. What exactly does it look like when God talks to me? I don't know if God's talking to me. Like, can you share with us some of like the experiences and moments that you had where you felt like God was calling you to something new?
I can. I mean, and for me, to answer, like, you know, how do you know when God's talking to you and, you know, what he's trying to tell me? I tell people all the time, are you spending time with him? And for me, he speaks. You want to hear God speak? Read God's word out loud. I mean, that's it. I mean, spend the time there. And to your point, I just pulled up Ephesians 3 while you were talking, because you were taking me down the path. And I guess the Spirit led me here. It says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. So God has plans for us that we can't even fathom. Like you can think that you got this, like, I think I got some of this stuff on the line figured out on what I want to do and how, where the line is going to go. I could be completely wrong. Right. I mean, I have hopes and goals and dreams to one day do the line within us full time. And that's my job. And that's what's going to provide for this family. We're going to do great things. We're going to move the kingdom and do all this ministry work. God may just want it to be a really cool podcast. And I have to be okay with that. And I have to be, you know what, Lord, whatever you want. Because what I don't know through the work that I'm doing right now with the Lion, the impact that I'm making, and I probably won't see it. You know, when you think about Abraham, the promises given to him, the promise, you can just go through Hebrew 11 and look at the heroes of faith. They didn't see, you know, a lot of times they didn't see that actual end result, that end blessing. I mean, Abraham was promised the descendants. Did he actually see that? No. I mean, he was with God. Right. So, I mean, so much of it is acting with faith, but then again, you said it earlier, take God out the box. Because and my wife tells me this all the time. Are you putting God in a box again? I'm like, uh-oh, I need to tighten up. You know, so if I start trying to, and that's when I'm doing it my way, right? And that's, and I think that's when, as humans and with our human nature and our free will that God has given us, I think we love to do it our way. We need to stop, take him out the box, and let's see. Because I'm gonna tell you what, that scripture right there out of 3, he's gonna do far more abundantly than we can ask or think. He's so far beyond our comprehension, we can't even grasp it. So why do we think that, you know, he wants to have us in this mentality that scarcity? I'm like, no, he doesn't want scarcity. He wants abundance. But you got to lean in and listen, and then take that discernment and direction. And I think that just grows by the more and more time that you spend with him.
Gosh, that is so, there's so much there, right? The abundance of God that is so beyond our imagination. The fact that it really comes through surrender and following his way, not our way, because our way is the way of the flesh. The flesh leads to nothing. The flesh, you know, it just leads to death. The spirit gives life, and it's that life in the conversations that you're having, the podcasts that you're sharing, the connections that you're making. That's the life that brings value to whether it's the marketplace or the home or your community. Like, it's that life, that connection between people.
Right.
It's just so, so good. I'm trying to think where to even go with this, because we have so many good sort of tidbits here. Well, here's a question. So there's this book. It's called The Making of a Leader. It's a really good book. I talk about it all the time. But it kind of shares how everyone has these leadership capabilities, and God is slowly growing you into leadership. Because as you get older, no matter who you are, where you are, what your gifts are, you're going to at some point be a leader, whether it's to the next generation or to your fellow, you know, whatever it, widget makers, influencers, marketers, engineers, whatever. And so how do you see that playing out in your life? Because it seems like you've always been in leadership positions, but it almost sounds like right now God's almost saying, okay, you're ready. I'm calling you out into this different space. Like, how do you see God developing, kind of pulling you out from this, I'm going through this growth and development process, and moving from that into I'm being more public and now helping other people do this.
Yeah. I mean, for me right now, so yeah, I got my foot in two boats, right? So I have my foot in the eco boat that's providing for my family, and I have to serve that company. And I put a lot of work into serving that company. Then I had my foot in the line boat and trying to you know, keep a balance there and do the work for the line within us and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just have to just know, you know, there's going to be certain, from a business standpoint, there's going to be, you know, tipping points and inflection points where I'll know that it's right to make that transition. But I'm also trying to do it at this while all the time this is happening, maintain a high level of integrity with both companies. Like, I honor Eco. I literally pray for Eco every day. I pray for it. I pray for its leaders and the work that I do there. Like, I'm all in. And I think you have to, you know, take those steps intentionally to make sure that you be where your feet are. I tell people this all the time. So when I got my eco hat on, I'm completely focused on leadership there, and trying to lead the company in new areas there, and try to help them grow and achieve their, you know, their financial goals and things like that. And then for the Lion, so for eco, I've put in a lot of time, right? 20 years there. I'm somewhat in a season. Somebody was telling me the other day of reaping there, right? I put in so much work there that it's a season of reaping, and which is kind of cool to think about. And it's very biblical. Now for the Lion, it's sowing. I mean, it's nothing.
Yes,
it's just all I'm doing right now is sowing, and sowing is hard. Like, there's nothing fun about it. But other than it's just work, and you don't know what's going to come, you know, but I'm sowing differently. Like the stuff I'm doing for the Lion is definitely spiritual. It's definitely more kingdom focused. It comes with a whole new level of spiritual warfare that if you've never done ministry work before, I'll just go ahead and warn you. It sucks. Like, people tell me, like, well, you're going to ministry work, you know, it's, you know, spiritual warfare is going to be, I'm like, no, whatever. No, after like a month in it, I'm like, okay, I get it. It's real, you know? So, but I think you just, you know, understand, you know, there are seasons of reaping, there are seasons of sowing. You need to know where you're at in your career and take those, you know, those opportunities. Cause God, and for one, this season of reaping at Eco is because I put in so much work. Now I still have to put in a full week's work now to get things out, but I don't have to work 60 hours a week. you know. So I can devote 20 hours or plus in the, in, you know, outside of eco to help get the line going. And I mean, it's just understanding where you are again. Are you in a reaping season? Are you in a sowing season? Are you somewhere in between? Or do you need to be doing some learning so that you can get to start doing that sowing? I mean, there's all sorts of different stages throughout your career when you're looking to transition. I think you just need to understand where you're at. But I mean, taking action, and but again, it all comes back to ultimately listening to whatever he's telling you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that brings me to kind of where you are at this point. You've got the sowing and the reaping in these two avenues, but you also have a big decision coming up, or a decision you're contemplating. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, so you mean so far as the transition to the lion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is a decision that's coming up. I mean, we're building our community. And then we're going to be transitioning that community to like a membership model in January. So that's where we'll see, you know, how that goes. And I don't know, that could go completely gangbusters, or it could go really slow, you know, but I'm learning just to be content with wherever God takes it. Right. I mean, because his ultimate end may not be for me to do the line. I don't know, so far as a full-time job, but so I think that's the goal. I mean, and we've put some financial, you know, monetary goals in place for us as a family where we need to be to make that transition. And are we doing it 100%? Do I feel like I need to 100% offset my salary now? No, I don't. One person told me, he's a business coach for entrepreneurs. He was like, you know what? Don't think about replacing income. He's like, think about replacing expenses. He's like, so you could take a philosophy, you know, as you go with the lion and you start growing your community, you know, set the expense goals, you know, maybe, you know, this, if I sell this many memberships this month, that takes care of, you know, the utilities and groceries.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, this, if we did a mastermind, that would pay for maybe the mortgage for 2 months or whatever that is, right? Just set smaller goals and look at it from an expense standpoint. So when we get to that point, I may use that, philosophy to move forward. I'm pretty engineering minded though. So I know me, I'll have my spreadsheets, I'll have my budgets, I'll have all that stuff out to know my
projections.
Math. Right. That's right. Projections to see where things are going and things like that. And I think, you know, at some point though, it is called a leap of faith for a reason. Both your feet are off the ground. And we got to remember that, you know, it's so many times, and I'm probably guilty as anyone, is we want that safety, security.
Yes.
But you know what? You know, it's called a leap for a reason. And at some point, I know I'm going to have to take that leap. And I know with my wife, there will be a lot of prayer that we're going to be doing together. So it's not just a me decision, it's a us decision as we move forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just the kind of what you're mentioning, there's this balance. And I think, you know, I know listeners are catching on to this balance that you're speaking of, you know, there's wisdom in looking at your budget, looking at your circumstance, looking at what type of a risk you can take to still be a solid leader of your household, because you've got, you know, you've got children's mouths to feed, right? But then also having that faith component that when God tells you to move, like your pastor said, when God tells you to move, you move.
Right.
So that's what you do, you know. And just to give you an example, I recently, you know, God told me to move, and he did tell me one of those things where he's like, we went from a six-figure job to nothing. Like, it's just my business. My husband started working, praise the Lord, and that covers about half our expenses. But it's still very much like I jumped off the cliff and I'm kind of in the air falling right now. And I'm just waiting like, okay, God, like, you know, anytime now. But I feel like God calls us each to different leaps. And, you know, for some people, it's going to be that dramatic leap. And for some people, it's going to be, I need you to trust me that I'm going to put this next step before you, and you just need to start walking in it. And I think it speaks volumes to, you know, the fact that you're making, in essence, something out of nothing, right? You're creating something completely new. And you're believing in faith that God's going to move forward in that. Is there anything that you do specifically like to strengthen your faith for those moments? Any intentional things? There's people that have prayer journals. There's people that have a time in their prayer closet. Like, is there anything specific that you might suggest?
For me, it's time in the Word daily. And I've really ramped that up lately. I mean, I'm spending somewhere between 30 to an hour a day just reading scripture. And it's just a hunger and where I feel like I can't ever get enough, where it's just my Bible's all highlighted and underlined and notes are in it. And but it's at the same point, like when you asked that question earlier, because I'm spending so much time with it, I went straight to Ephesians and I had the little note on the side about, and it says his plans are bigger than our plans. And I was able to pull that out. And I just think for me, that's just been the biggest thing. Just being super intentional about staying connected in his word, because that's the only way that he's going to speak and listen, that I'm going to be able to hear him is spending that time. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Spending that time with him and then being still. That's another thing. I think it's too often as busy lives that we live, we go through, and we're not still long enough to be able to listen to what he's trying to tell us. So I've had to incorporate, quiet time. And I struggle with that. I don't know about you, but just that time where you're just completely still and just let's see what he's going to tell you. And I tell you what, just that quiet time, the time in the Word, follow us in quiet time has been a real game changer for me.
This has been such a fruitful conversation. My last question is just sort of geared towards the listeners who are considering making that career leap of faith, whether to a business or whether they're just contemplating if this is the right move or not. From your perspective as someone who has been in the Word of God, who has had all these experiences, who's teaching other people now kind of how to do this, what kind of advice or what would you want to leave the listeners with if they're contemplating a career change?
Well, I mean, there are several factors. I mean, I think first and foremost, we are called to be good stewards. So that's biblical. Okay. So there is a financial component to this. So I think if I was to give advice that didn't have it have a financial component to it, I would be giving bad advice. So I think if you're making that transition, you need to look at what does that actually look like? Because sometimes if you're completely transitioning fields, for instance, you may have to step back. Right. I mean, that may impact your take home. So you need to understand what that looks like. Now, the only way that I know to do this is with a budget. You need to know and I'm talking about a to the penny budget. What does your budget look like month to month? Not a guess, like legit numbers. What does it look like? Then if you have that, you can extrapolate that data. You can run it out. All right. For 6 months, it costs us current living conditions to this much money. Well, before you make a transition, you probably want to get that money set aside and have some backup fund. Maybe if you've always run with a 3 month emergency fund, maybe you need to bump that thing up to 6 or 9 months and do that pre-work. So I think there's a lot to be said, particularly scripturally speaking, around stewardship and preparation and preparing those fields, right? And making sure that we're doing what we can, so we're not putting ourselves or our family in a state of jeopardy. And I know all of us, your listeners, are like, "Well, I want to do it now." And my answer to you is, I don't care what you want. What does God want? I mean, it's our timing is usually not His timing. But I tell you what, God's timing is perfect. He's just rarely early. So we have to remember that, right? For us, from our mindset. So do that preparation from a financial standpoint. And then the second biggest thing I think that I really think is making a huge impact, particularly the way jobs are going now, just in your career, is the power of your network and thinking about not just what can these people do for me, but really, how can you serve your network? So everybody I meet on LinkedIn, everybody who connects with me within our community, one of my first questions is, how can I serve you? And it's not like, I'm trying to sell them anything. I legit want to know, like, yo, what do you got going on? How can I help you? And if you take that approach when you're on LinkedIn, and I think that is the platform for a professional growth standpoint, that's they've crushed it. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a great way to get out there and connect with like-minded professionals and whatever business or industry you're looking in. I've seen the power of it. But just don't be that creepy person, man, that sends a LinkedIn message. Then the next message is, I'm trying to sell you something, or what can you do for me? Or can you connect me with this person? And I'm just like, bro, no, like there's just right ways and wrong ways to do stuff. So I think just having that level of humility when you're in your network and you're thinking about your network and then asking questions. You know, I coach some young guys like that are in college and one thing I found value in, and this may serve your listeners well too, if you're thinking about an industry that you don't know about and maybe you're new to it, reach out to someone in that industry and just ask to buy them a cup of coffee or ask them for a Zoom meeting, you know, just for, can I get 15 minutes? And the way you go about this is say, hey, I'm here. I'd really love to learn. How do you got to your position, your career path, your journey, maybe some lessons learned, because I'm considering this industry maybe, and I just feel like you would have so much wisdom that would help me in my own personal path. Could I get a few minutes of your time? I've set several meetings up for people that I coach with people that I didn't even know. Like, but I reached out to them on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm coaching this person. They're considering a path in, graphic design. That was the one I couldn't think of it. And could you maybe take 15 minutes to talk to them? 100% so far has been the return on people willing to share advice. And I think, but you just got to come with it with that right level of humility and just utilizing that network. I mean, there's so many ways to learn about these industries and how to take different paths. Now we just got to slow down, ask some good questions. And then I think at that point, once you have your finances in place and you've networked and you kind of really know that that's a path, at that point, you need to put a plan in place, obviously take it everything to God in prayer, and then you got to act. We can't just be hearers. Yes. We got to be doers. So we have to remember that too.
That's so good. I mean, you just broke it down piece by piece. I absolutely love it. So concrete. And also aligned with the word, which is possible. I feel like there's all these thoughts that there's the word of God and prayer and faith, and all of that lives on some cloud that's not concrete to our day-to-day, but you really broke it down in a way that people can really sink their teeth into. So thank you for that.
Amen. That's what I try to do. I mean, that's what simplify. I'm seriously, I talk about this all the time. Simplify and apply the Bible. I mean, the Bible was not written for, 2000 years ago, and it's not applicable. It's the best business book. It's the best finance book. It's the best parenting book. I mean, it's if you want to just be a better person in general, like literally just pick this thing up, start reading anywhere. If you don't know where to start, I say start in the Gospels and remember the red letters are important.
Yes, remember those red letters. Those are what Jesus said. That's awesome. Well, it has been so good chatting with you today. I just thank you for your time and just the servant nature in which you do everything at The Lion Within Us and also here. So before we hop off, do me a favor and share with folks what you do, where to go to find you and all that good stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for the opportunity. This is great. I pray that this served your listeners well. And the easiest way is just go to The Lion Within. So that's lionwithin.us. And from there, you can join our community. You can check out our podcast, our courses, all the different stuff. I have a Bible course we made, a Bible study course we made. We're getting ready to release a personal finance course that's basically I took everything out of the Bible from a personal finance standpoint and made it into a course. I wrote an ebook. All that stuff's coming out too. So thelionwithin.us would love for you to listen to our podcast. It drops Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday is a spiritual kickoff. Wednesday is a guest, or it's either a guest or me going deep on a topic. And Fridays are fun Fridays where I kind of wrap stuff up. I give a health, wealth, and self tip. I do some dad jokes. We have some fun on the Fridays. I always do a book of the week. So if you're looking to maybe add your library, I do books every week and I actually read these books. I'm a big reader. So I don't put out anything I don't read. But yeah, the podcast would be wonderful. I mean, we've had people from, like I mentioned, Pastor Joby Martin, most recently we had one of the guys from Duck Dynasty come on and share with us, down to just a couple of my buddies that I mentor that are 19 years old. They were on the show. So we're all over the place. We're just trying to bring, you know, conversations each week to, again, help these Christian men be the leader that God intends them to be, and just give them ideas and concepts and practical ways that they can apply to their life to make that impact. So that's the easiest way to connect with us.
Awesome. So thelionwithin.us, that's where you want to go. Well, thank you so much, Chris. It was great talking with you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
So did you enjoy the episode? If you did, then head over to theuncommoncareer.com where you can listen to other episodes of the podcast, and you can sign up for Sunday Spark. This is a preview of each week's podcast, a little bit of career guidance, a little bit of biblical principles, and of course, if there is a freebie that comes along with the podcast episode or with anything else that I'm doing, you get it firsthand. So again, head over to theuncommoncareer.com and I'll see you there.